Passover and the days of unleavened bread are nearly here. We're going to hear plenty of meat in due season concerning the Sabbath in the holy day, spring holy day season. Observing God's holy days, including the weekly Sabbath, is a way of life. In fact, the Bible calls true Christianity in several places, and it uses the words, the way. Since you're going to hear plenty on this subject, this sermonette is not going to specifically address these days, other than the fact that there is another way of life, and that way is a way we should not follow. At the very ending of 1 John, John makes a statement, or writes a statement, little children, and that refers to us. We're little children. Little children, keep yourself from idols. So what I'm going to talk about is idolatry. The Old Testament has much to say about idols, and much of that is about forming physical idols of wood, metals such as gold and silver, stone, and so forth. When I first thought about those types of idols, I was going to say that all of our idols today are different from that, but they're not. Some organizations have idols like that. In many of the world's churches, they have carved figures, statues, religious pictures, all subjects of false worship. You know, that's why we don't even have pictures in our homes of a Christ which looked nothing like the Christ of the Bible. But now, wait a minute. Do we not have pictures of family? I think the DeMores have shown us pictures of their grandchildren. Little girls have dolls. Grown women have dolls. My wife sure has a number of them. And in my cases, all types of taxidermy. Is there a difference? Well, yes, there is. Because they're not worships, they're not objects of worship is what I'm trying to say. In fact, even in the Old Testament times, God gave instructions to the Israelites to make certain carved objects. An example being 12 oxen. Holding up a sea of cast bronze. You can read this in 1 Kings 7, verses 23 to 26. I'm not going to turn there. But there's other examples. But what about modern idols that are not figures of anything in heaven, above or on earth or in the sea or anywhere else? Long ago, we had a Bible study in which the title was Modern Idols. That was back when Mr. Trabig was here. I still remember it. Modern idols can be objects that we place as a priority in our lives instead of the worship of God and His way of life. They can include so many things such as money, cars, houses, positions, jobs, lands, and the list could be endless. In one of the Ames Brothers songs, the words go, some people place their trust in the work they do, but we place in the name of the Lord our God. Galatians 5:20, don't turn there, says works of the flesh are idolatry. Colossians 3:5 says covetousness is idolatry. But in the remainder of my time, I want to talk about ways of life that most people would not think of as idolatry, but which is, because those ways of life place priority to a particular activity instead of the worship of God. As most of you know, my primary television watching is outdoor shows. particularly on hunts that I cannot go on, such as in Alaska or in the Yukon on game species that are not here in Texas. When I see those images of horses crossing mountain streams, colorful leaves in the fall and everything, borrowing a phrase from Festus Hagen and the old Gunsmoke, that gets all over me like ugly on an ape. I enjoy those problems, but there are those who devote their lives to taking the 29 species or subspecies of North American big game. It takes a lot of money to do this, but when this is accomplished, it's not enough. My last sermon was about wealth, quoting a scripture, "The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear with hearing." They go on to other continents. This way of life for them becomes their religion. It's idolatry. It can be other activities that absorb interest other than worship of God, such as sports. During March Madness week, Matthew said he watched 16 basketball games. During that same week, I probably watched 16 hunting shows. So I'm not criticizing Matthew. I'm not criticizing myself, because that's our interest, but it is not our priority in our lives. But when anything becomes our priority over the worship of God, and then those other things become our religion, it becomes idolatry. The number of things is huge. It can be TV watching. It can be computers. Oh, I get so tired of Mr. Moore calling me every week telling me not to be over-absorbed in my computer work. It can be excessive physical exercise. It can be worship of the body. And then there's a big one. I haven't had you turn to any scriptures. Now I'm going to ask you to turn to this one, though. Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. Proverbs 23, verse 4. "Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like the eagle towards heaven." This is not to say that we should not work, because the Bible tells us we should. Matthew, didn't you give a sermon that one time about go to the ant, and talking in Proverbs about how the ant works and that we should work? We're just not to overwork. It's not to become our priority of life. To sum all of this up, idolatry, the dangers of idolatry exist today, just as it did in Old Testament times. To some degree, particularly for us in the church, it may differ, but it's still idolatry. And it is a danger for us in the church of God. That's why, repeating in 1 John, John tells the church of God, "Little children," again, of which we are, "keep yourself from idols." And so we should.